This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for July 1st. I'm Paul Plack. The New York Times reports the World Trade Organization has ruled that subsidies from European governments to Airbus to help develop several aircraft models were illegal. It may or may not be a big deal, depending on who's talking. The Aerospace Industries Association is on record liking the Obama plan for space, but wants to make sure there's taxpayer money backing it up. A 1968 Piper PA-28 on a sightseeing trip to Glacier National Park has apparently gone down and is missing, with no word on the four people on board. The FAA has issued information for operators, which not only warns of the risks in bumping the wrong knob on a concentric pair when adjusting your avionics, but urges those of us who do it to report it. The FAA has issued a SAFO, a safety alert for operators, reminding companies which operate oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico that if the platforms host nav or comm infrastructure, the FAA needs to be notified if the platform's being evacuated ahead of a storm. The FAA has awarded Metron Aviation a $1.5 billion contract to help engineer NextGen. It's touted as a breakthrough for small companies, if you consider a company with 24 people on its executive team small. A San Diego County aircraft worker has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for selling defective bolts to the U.S. military for use in helicopters. He's also been ordered to pay almost $250,000 in restitution. And Rotax has qualified the 503 two-stroke engine under industry consensus standards for use in LSAs. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, part two of Jim Campbell's recap of COPA Migration 8. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.